Feel incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation. Three quarters of the squad is here at the moment anyways.
No way.
Bitch ass, ho ass, punk ass, Brennan.
Bitch ass, Brennan.
I'm just watching the door.
Yeah, see what comes in. No bitch ass, Brennan. No ho ass.
Trying to summon him. He's probably in like a real life.
Yeah, like a real meeting right now. He's like, I'm sorry, guys. We was doing some corporate shit for real. Trying to crunch some numbers and get somebody's contract signed.
Bitch ass.
I don't even know who Brennan is. I don't even know.
That's not...
You know what we doing here, talk our shit, do our one-offs, debates, with all that stuff like that, man. Join that Patreon. All right, man, patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N, join that, please. You get the, you know, some exclusive videos, you get some polls, you get a lot of stuff with us. We talk with us for a good 15, 20 minutes up front, you know what I'm saying? So join that, man, you get to talk to us, and we get a lot of stuff done, man. But yes, the... There you go.
There he is. He's Brennan a little late.
Ho-ass.
Ho-ass. Brennan Slides.
Brennan.
Did you watch Mob at all?
Yeah.
You did? All right. We didn't get to it yet.
Y'all ain't shit. That's not pointed out there. There's no reason for that level of disrespect.
You have to.
I'm over here just like, man, let me just work.
Yeah,
pay
man.
For my son to live.
No,
pay
for these lights. Oh, my God.
Pay for these,
here
pay
we go.
For these
here
lights
you go.
To stay
here
on in the
go.
Studio.
You only get you know this type like, of pettiness is, from the greatest.
I'm just curious.
Fucking anime podcast.
This podcast
in the entire world.
This podcast ain't paying for no electrical bills. You know what I'm saying? It ain't paying for our technician here, Amir. It ain't doing none of that. I'm doing that over there.
But are you here right now?
Literally, yes. I
yes.
am.
Yeah, yeah. Here.
I'm 100% here.
And you're gonna probably be on a podcast a little later.
Yeah, I'll come back later.
He'll be back.
I'll be back. I'm still in. I actually was in a meeting. Rob was right. I could hear. I can fucking hear you guys.
That's what I was saying.
He was like, when he was in a real meeting, we were just like, oh, man, damn, you know. I wish you would have spit on the floor. You had to pick it up because I wouldn't pick none of that shit up.
I would give you $5 to get some more. That's what I would have. We got cleaners.
We do. We
That's
do.
Fucked up, Brennan. So we got cleaners? That's sick.
I mean,
that I help employ people and yeah. keep them working. Give
that
them
you're
things
just
to
giving
do?
Them bullshit to do. That's
it's not
up.
Bullshit. The comedic, I mean, the comedic value of me throwing his
and another
his
human
was worth
having
a
pick it up. That's some villainous shit.
This is why you're I go hard and call Brennan a bitch ass, hoe ass, because every time he come in here, he grabs my phone, he throws it under the couch.
It's very funny.
Yeah, he does.
And he does it do under that. The couch, not like just pull
that's
up to the side.
That's bitch ass behavior.
Yeah, that's literally it is. So. I appreciate you, Brennan.
It's what you get what you deserve, sir.
Are we enemies now? Are we each other's antagonists? It was you and Ice, but
I'm happened? Sure both of you could aspire to that, but neither of you are that for me.
Nobody.
I don't live. I don't want to be. I don't care to be.
Rob has
I already
Rob
have
has
more
reached that level
you,
on occasion.
So I've already
I
won that.
Yeah, you have reached that level on occasion, motherfucker.
Yeah, well.
As of lately, you have been on that shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shit, but yeah, exactly. But no, I ain't worried about either one of y'all. And orange is a terrible color.
No, it's great. Thanks.
You deserve like a color a hoe
deserve,
wears when he loses.
Yeah, your cousin's wearing orange right now. Everything. It's just like
he's on his own on that.
Yeah, that didn't work out for you.
Damn it, Amir. Damn it.
Anyway.
Yeah, you guys know. So thank y'all for always tuning in and joining us. You know, the episodes are
guests.
On back on YouTube. But you still don't get that Patreon exclusive up front, though. It's a good 20, sometimes 30 minutes. So, man, join that Patreon if you want that. But we are back on YouTube. Type in Animation on YouTube and get those stuff going on. We will be reviewing episodes 9 through 10 and 10 through 11 of Mob Psycho 9 through 10 and My Hero Academia of 10 through 11 this episode. But before that, man, as always, we got a nice little poll for you guys, a weekly little poll. Which anime game would be the best video game, man? What you got for us, Ice?
Cool. We have today, which one of these games, as Keena said, if they were adapted into a video game. I tried to pick some that didn't have any video games or maybe had like one bullshit mobile game or something
say,
like
that. I was surprised to see, I mean, the top one that got it. I was like, this doesn't have one?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that it won. Go ahead.
So the one that we had Mob Psycho, we had Chainsaw Man, we had Haiku, we had Berserk, and Jujutsu Kaisen and Hunter x Hunter. Take a little thought time. Which one do you guys think? First off, which one do you guys
I mean, I have the answers right here, but what I want to see?
I guess we do that first. So then first of is the one they ended up winning was Hunter, which is, again, that's very surprising. It's been out since technically the early 90s, and it hasn't had really anything. And I looked.
That's crazy.
And it had, like, I think it might had a mobile game or something, but it was nothing to the level of most big anime franchises get.
That's really surprising.
Baki has a video game that's it's like on PlayStation. It's like a fighting game.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? Rocky actually has a video game. It was on like PlayStation 3 or something.
Shocked that.
We were just talking the worst at the PlayStation.
Yeah. If you was in the pregame, you would have heard us talk about that stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, I think so they got first place, but it was close. It was like 33% to 38% or something like that.
Yeah, 37% on top for Hunter.
Hunter came through with that. Jujutsu Kaisen was a close second. First off, the Hunter people kind of describe, because that's something, another part of the poll. It's like, hey, pick your choice, and then which kind of game do you see this anime being? So Hunter was more of a RPG type of game
for
that
sure,
you can get
yes.
to use Nen, and you can manipulate Nen and do. And I think that was what put it over. It's like, oh, I can, like, this is the closest I ever be to using Nen. And the different styles of that. Jujutsu Kaisen was a very close second. Custom curse users was, you know, the bread and butter of that game. And then a Ghost of Tsushima style Berserk game was third, which is like, you know, carrying a sword around, fighting different demons and stuff that Guts has to fight throughout his trials, which is pretty dope. Haiku, and that's why I threw it in there, because I wanted some type of sports game.
That's a volleyball game, right?
It's volleyball, yeah. And I was, thinking about between that and Blue Lock, but Blue Lock has, you know, soccer already has a gazillion different games.
Yeah, FIFA's huge.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, a two birds, one stone type of situation with Haiku is like you haven't seen. I think somebody even said it in the comments. There hasn't been a AAA volleyball game in a long time, so I think this would actually be the best way to get volleyball on a gaming platform.
Yeah.
Chainsaw Man was fifth, like an action free roam action fighting game. Chainsaw Man came in fifth, which I was kind of surprised about.
Same, yeah.
As big as Chainsaw Man is, and with his animation already leaning more towards a video gamey type of animation, it only had like 4%, 3%, like it was a very low percentage.
2%,
yeah.
2%, man.
Yeah, and then for it to, you know, and then the one that got 0% is Mob Psycho.
As it should.
All right, calm down.
Yeah, you're wild.
What are we going to do? Have him run around, try to get a girl in this freaking game, but like, hey, let me try to impress a girl.
Says the man who hasn't seen season 2.
I mean, I agree. It's probably, when I saw that, I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I thought it was going to get at least one vote, but it got 0 votes. So shout out to everybody that did it. We have some, I got a really funny one tomorrow. I have all of the polls for like the rest of the year and then some after that kind of set up. So I'm really excited to see what you guys say about tomorrow's poll. These next couple polls are pretty silly, but they can, knowing you guys, y'all can turn them into something way deeper. So we'll see what you guys go with that. And then the Christmas poll, you guys are going to get a kick out of that one too. So, and if you're not on the Patreon, please don't be a week late to the poll. Hop in. Cause they, like right when I drop them polls at whatever time, it can be 10 a.m., 10 p.m., midnight, whatever time, people just wait, hold on, this. So
they're going at
immediate responses.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody. So don't be a week late in here when we talk about it on the podcast. Get in on the action right when it happened. And the only way you're gonna do that is when you subscribe to the greatest fucking anime Patreon in the entire world.
It's a switch up there.
Yeah.
A switch up.
It's a switch up, but it's still the same acronym, which is you know. I think he's like, man, this is clever. I got one.
I mean, which one would you guys play? I mean, if you had to pick one of these, which one are you picking?
It's for sure Hunter to me, because I feel like, yeah, you give me an RPG version of, and I can create my own player. If I can create my own player, if I got to play with like the main cast, it's fine too. But if I can create my own player and I can get to pick his style of Nen, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or whatever, it would even be kind of doper is if that the way you're playing the game, your styles have to lean towards that.
That would be pretty cool.
Instead of just like you picking it, be like, yo, the way you're playing the game is making you more of this type of user. And you'd be like, oh shit, so now I'm kind of forced to go this route and make it work.
Kind of like a very, not kind of like, but not really like a Def Jam Fight for New York type of situation where you got different styles?
I was kind of thinking, and honestly, at first I was leaning towards like a Jujutsu Kaisen game would be really cool, but the more, actually, Ice, you were talking about it, and Keenan, I think this leans into it too, I kind of thought of it almost if you made it like a Skyrim sort of thing, where like you're just making your person and like you pick what you're good at the beginning. Yeah. And those are like your main focuses.
Yep.
But yes, you're like the trees you can unlock are essentially, you can get further once you're using it. And it does like your game play adapts to like what you can unlock. Yeah. That could be a lot of fun.
That can be super dope. And if you can, like I said, you can customize a player. Oh man, like for, I mean, or if you can play with the main characters and just level them up and get them strong, I would play with Canary. Like, I would love to finally play with Canary and be able to like get her to like just, because I always felt like she should have been a part of that main cast. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, I mean, everything else, I mean, Berserk sounds like it could be dope also. How you're saying it. I haven't played Ghost of Tsushima before. How y'all explain that game? It seems dope as hell.
Ghost of Tsushima is awesome. It's really good. It's beautiful.
And then Jujutsu Kaisen, I feel like that would, I mean, I'm not. I'm not convinced as for right now about how you kind of, how do you explain it again? Like from a video game perspective? Like,
so you have like custom curses and that you can, you know, make, and then it's like, you got a random curse and you got to do what you can with it. And you
so it's not RPG, it's more like.
It's like an action RPG kind of certain thing. Me personally, I would like a, like Jujutsu Kaisen fighting game. And it's like a Dragon Ball FighterZ type of situation. Yeah. I think that'd be something cool to just be like, have everybody and stack them against each other and kind of do the combo thing, because they already fight in threes kind of as it is. Yeah. So to kind of have that three-man type of situation, I think that'd be.
I think that's cool, but I think I would get bored of that quickly. I think with the RPG thing, it's just like, especially if you open this world up for real for Hunter x Hunter, this could be long as hell. Super pause. But like, it could be, and it's just like, but it also too, when I looked at, now that the manga is going again, it's just like, there's more shit to do.
Yeah,
that's kind of what made me think of even as a Skyrim thing, because that game's so big. Like, there's the main quest. Like, you can be like, all right, I'm going to go hunt dragons or whatever I'm supposed to do. And you can be like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to go do something else entirely and sink hours and hours into that game, never even touching the main storyline. Mm. I feel like that's a very Hunter x Hunter type thing to do. Yeah, you'd be like, Greed Island, the ants are doing that? Like, nah, fuck what the ants are doing. I'm going to go, go to Greed Island, or I'm going to go to York New City and, you know, see what the spiders are up to. Yeah. Like, you can do, like, so many different things, because so many hunters across the world are kind of, like, doing their own thing. Yeah. You've got, like, Gene or whatever his name is, just, like, off in some fucking corner of the world, not helping anybody or anything.
Fucking Leo chilling.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that is the weekly poll. Let us know for, you know, everybody else that, I mean, you missed the poll, but you can still, I guess, save your answers on our social media and stuff like that. Let us know what you guys think. Well, let's jump into these recaps. I'm going to jump off with Mob Psycho first.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's do Mob Psycho first, because Ice is still not caught up on My Hero yet.
But, he's getting there.
You're on season, end of season five or not?
Yeah, five. Okay, mid.
Mid season five. Right.
Okay, yeah. So,
do I need to watch all of that?
Because
because they like practicing this shit right now.
There's like the matchups between like Class A and Class B. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say it's worth it because like you're meeting other characters in Class B, and then there's also a lot of like you're seeing how their powers are leveling up.
Yeah. Who is? I don't want to spend too much time. Who is the like white haired kid with like the ropes, bandages around his neck that got the bandages that
that's the voice dude, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the voice dude.
Yeah,
he's from he showed up in season two because he's got the same stuff that Mr. Aizawa's got on, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So essentially, he was in class two or something like that. He wasn't even in 1A or 1B.
Yeah,
I think he was in class two, and Deku fought him in the tournament in season two, and he has that power to be like, if you answer a question that he gives you,
I don't remember him.
He can mind control. He can essentially control your movement.
He can be super dope and dangerous, but I feel like they're still underutilizing him. But yeah,
they throw him a lot. I've just seen him a lot in like the opening scenes and everything, and every time they show the class, they show him. But I'm like,
because in this
am I supposed to remember this dude?
Because in this particular arc, when they're having that versus battle with the classes, he's kind of a big part of that.
Yeah, essentially, without getting too much into the spoilers, they're like, this kid is good enough to move up into class. Class one in general, but we need to figure out if he's going to fit better with class 1A or class 1B.
Right.
So they insert him into like both sets of like fights to be like, who's he fit in better with?
Who's winning between him and Toge?
Sorry, Toge again?
From Jujutsu Kaisen.
The
Kill
that be saying sushi
stuff. He does, because if you don't answer his question, you're safe.
Yeah, Toge, you don't get a choice.
Like, twist, and you just twist into fucking a sponge.
Mm. Yeah, it's a wrap for you. It's a Toge.
It's Toge. Yeah, it's not even a question. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
But he can be dangerous because he can. Well, I almost said something, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, let's get into this mob.
Spoiler
Keenan. Good old you don't want to spoil mob for me, man.
Hey, man.
All right. I mean, yeah, with Chainsaw Man. But yeah, but Mob Psycho episodes 9 through 10. Rob's
here we go.
Recap.
So after a night of dreaming about his crush, Tsubomi, Mob finds out at school the next day that she is moving away to another town. He realizes in a panic that his time to ask her out is almost gone, and his percentage starts to go up bit by bit. At school, he asks those in Body Improvement Club for advice about how to ask her out. They, of course, just tell him to, you know, have confidence in his muscles. He goes to the telepathy club next. None of them really have any experience with girls except for Tomei, who tells him to change his hairstyle, and Takanaka, who admits he also has a crush on her and plans to ask her out as well. The others just basically promise to support him from afar. Meanwhile, behind the school, a line of boys ask Tsubomi out, only for her to turn them down one by one and, like, you know, on a conveyor belt, like just factory format. Mob is about to become another name on the list before Masato stops him and encourages him, hey, just approach her another time, you know, gives her some tips about what girls look for in boys, you know. She asks him and also says, like, hey, you know, she seems a bit distant most of the time, kind of has to seem to have, like, a lack of trust in people since they mostly just like her because of her looks, and asks Mob what he even sees in her, like what he likes about her so much. And once he stops to think about it, he doesn't really have an answer. He tells this story to Reagan and Sarazawa later, panicked that he might not like her for the right reasons. But Sarazawa says, hey, if your feelings are true to him, you know, you should trust those feelings. And Reagan encourages Mob to just, you know, be yourself rather than try to be someone or something he's not. But he's actually reading most of this dating advice off of columns online. On his way home from work, he runs into Hanazawa next, and he advises Mob to just be confident, maybe show up with a gift. Mob says it's, you know, it's easy to be confident when you're popular like Hanazawa. But his friend reminds him, hey, we're very much alike. And it was Mob that first told him that. So, you know, keep that in mind. At home, Mob tells Ritsu about his plan to ask Tsubomi out. And his brother starts to panic. And remembering just what he overheard one time about Tsubomi had a crush on a boy at another school. Seeing Ritsu's concern, Mob calms down. He's just like, you know, how bad could it be? After chugging a glass of milk, Mob is ready to make a call to Tsubomi's house. He invites her to meet at a park they used to play together as kids after school the next day. And though he doesn't really sound confident as he's trying to be, she does agree to meet with him. The next day, everybody is super happy for him, even his old enemy, Toshiki, who works at a flower shop, hooks him up with a way better bouquet than he could afford. Still, despite his calm, his percentage slowly ticks up. Mob is on his way to the park when he sees a car nearly hit a cat. He's able to stop that accident with his powers. Unfortunately, when another car speeds by a moment later towards a child crossing the street, there isn't enough time for Mob to activate his powers. He can only shove the kid out of the way, taking the hit for himself, and people gather around in shock as blood trickles out of Mob's head and onto the street. And elsewhere, Tsubomi heads to the park. As the crowd starts to gather around Mob, the sky turns dark. People notice their phones are starting to malfunction, and eventually a surge of energy shoots out from an unconscious Mob, causing a crater to form around him. Around the city, people start to notice their phones are not working either, and in the distance they hear the sound of rumbles and explosions as we see flashes of a figure covered in red energy moving through the city. People start to panic, and the news starts to report. Watching a news report at the office, Reagan and Sarazawa watch on TV as this people are just like, hey, we got to evacuate the city. These areas around here and here have to, like, get clear out because of the danger. And they comment to each other, hey, you know, wasn't Mob supposed to talk with Tsubomi today? Elsewhere in the city, a policeman calls in for backup saying that a high schooler just walked through the area destroying buildings and leaving a trail of chaos before walking off into the woods. And in the woods, we see that figure is, of course, Mob, looking absolutely furious and out of control, but still clutching his bouquet of flowers. Before he gets far, Hanazawa appears and tries to calm him down, but Mob only responds by trying to vaporize him. Hanazawa says he's gotten stronger, but Mob absolutely dog walks him, eventually punching Hanazawa with so much psychic energy it sends him flying into an apartment building on the other side of the park. People start to panic as the crazed Mob walks into the complex, and Hanazawa begs him to stop so the people can evacuate, knowing deep down that Mob doesn't want to hurt people. He can't break through to Mob though, and he sends out another blast of energy that destroys the buildings instantly and hits Hanazawa with so much force, blood starts leaking from his nose and eyes, completely vaporizes his clothing, all this shit. Still, he pushes forward to try to get him to stop. Trapped inside his own head, Mob watches himself spiraling out of control as Hanazawa falls to his knees in front of him, burned out, naked, bald again. Still, Hanazawa stands and uses the last of his powers to try and save the people around him with protective barriers from Mob's destruction. As he collapses, evil Mob continues on in a straight line. At a nearby convenience store, two former SCAR members, Yusuke and Megumu, sense something is approaching. They step outside and see it's Mob, and they activate their powers to get ready to fight, though it probably doesn't look good for them considering he dog-walked him before. All around the city, pictures of a crazed Mob start to hit the web, and those who know him recognize him and worry what he might be capable of. Tsubomi, though, doesn't seem to be aware of what's happening and continues to wait for him at the park. Above the city, an Osprey plane loaded with psychic criminals flies overhead. They are briefed on, you know, the area being evacuated so they can go all out to try and stop Mob at any cost. And if they're successful, they'll get years knocked off their sentences. Many of them think that, you know, this is going to be easy. But among them is Toichiro, former leader of Claw, and the lead villain from Season 2, Keenan. And he explains to them that the job will not be that easy. But he doesn't need their help and dispatches the other prisoners before jumping out of the plane with no parachute for a chance with a rematch with Mob. And that's where we end Episode 10 of Mob Psycho.
So that's where these guys are from.
Fucking
clown. I was like, yo, where are these...
I know you were. I know you were. I'm like, I'm watching it like Keenan has no idea who this guy is.
No, I was just like, it's gonna, this random guy going to come out here and be dope as hell? What the fuck is this?
Well, yeah. Most of the guys on the plane were just random.
The only people, only two people on there, a redhead guy and then one of the co-pilot.
Yeah.
Wasn't the redhead guy in Season 1 where...
He was the leader of, like, of Scar and all that. So, like, remember that little kid with red hair? Yeah. He's that kid's dad.
Yeah. Oh,
and he's
okay.
The main villain of Season 2, and, like, he and Mob have a crazy fight.
Yeah,
because my thing was I was getting I'll get into my thoughts about that stuff though. All right, so let's jump into the questions. Thanks for the recap, Rob. As
sure.
Always.
Rob.
Yeah, because like the only reason that Dimple knew that Mob is like technically not invincible is because this dude that has just jumped down almost beat him.
Got you.
He had to go past 100%.
Yeah, he had to go crazy.
Thanks for the spoilers, guys.
Oh, come on.
Right, fuck out of here. You had more than enough time.
Come on.
That's what people get mad at right now. Like, are you guys still spoiling Black Panther? I was just like, bro, you had your time with Black Panther, man. It's been about damn near a month at this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, first question, man. If this season goes to pure action, because it's been a little slow, it's been a little draggy for this season so far, Season 3. If this season goes to pure action from here to the end, could it make up for the slow parts of the season, Rob?
I think it could help. That being said, even if it's pure action from here to the back, which I don't know how many episodes are left.
Here to the back is such a fun.
From here to back.
I thought the same thing. I was just
because it can't be from
that.
Front to back. It can't be because it hasn't been. From here to back.
Here to the back. I'm sorry. I'm immature, man. I'm gonna always be. Go ahead, Rob.
Even then, it would still probably be to me the weakest season of the three, unless these episodes just go crazy to a level that
and
we're
I'm
not
guessing if they're at 9 and 10 and they're known for going to what 12
13
12 13, 13 something like that,
so they're three episodes
thinking there's 2, 3, maybe 4 episodes left at this point.
They would
it
have
feels
to go,
like they're wrapping up, they're getting there.
They would have to go balls to the wall, bro, and I still think I wouldn't even say this is a good season. I would just go back and watch these episodes or these clips of these episodes if these fight scenes are happening the way they are, because it's like, yeah, when Mob turns up and the animation is dope and they're fighting, it's fun to watch. It's a fun show. Mm-hmm. But I don't care. I'll get into this. This girl asked a question online too. It can be just real quick. But like, yeah, as of right now for me, no. I don't think this is going to help out. I don't think nothing they can do can make this season a dope ass season to me. I was like, all right, these last three episodes were fire, but this season was still trash. That's how I would feel at this particular point. Ice.
Hey, man.
This is why he's the GOAT. This is why it's the GOAT. GOAT psycho, that's what you were calling it.
Hey, man. I don't think that there's nothing that they can do to make these, you know, because it didn't have to come to that. Like, we didn't need those. Even if it's something crazy, I think that's going to make me more mad. I think I would rather them go slice of life, but I would rather them, like, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Yeah.
Because, like, where was this at? Episodes 1 through 8. Through 9 through 10, like, where was this at? Why didn't y'all give me this? Because we didn't need the aliens.
But
we
really
didn't need
three through now. Because I feel like one of the two episodes was like, it had a little bit of action.
That was fighting when it fight
him and Dimple.
And
that was cool.
Yeah. That was cool. But I think like we could have got to this sooner.
I completely
agree. That would have pissed me off. It would make it better. It would make it better. And I feel like it's gonna get you kind of hype for season 4 because I haven't read the manga for Mob all the way through. So like, I don't know where they're going. Yeah. So I just like, I don't know. I'm very, very kind of upset where they went to, especially how much I hyped it up, especially coming off of season 2, which was awesome. But yeah, I don't. It wouldn't make up for it, but it make it feel a little bit better.
Yeah, because I saw online this lady. She was on a podcast about anime, and she was saying how like she pretty much like if you only watch action anime, like she was essentially calling you a loser, like you're a lame ass for only watching action, and it's just like. My thing is just like slice of life to me, like I can handle Because she's like, you need story. I was like, story is in some of these action animes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can only watch
that. That's what makes reveals crazy, because it's a story.
Yeah, I can only watch an action anime if it has a good story. If it only has action, at some point I'm going to tap out anyways, too.
Baki.
Yeah, Baki's just like, all right, bro, you're really giving us nothing. It's like, oh, my girlfriend, I got to fight again. And it's just like, bro, I don't
What'd he say?
My girlfriend. And it's just like, you know, I mean, we do stuff for our girls. And I tell you, technically, Baki's with a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
something like that. So I guess I can get it from that perspective. But it's like, yo, you know, somebody says, stay off that booger sugar, Keenan. What are you talking about, bro? Oh, my nose is always running, dog. What are you talking about, man?
I got tissue in the program if you just not seeing it.
Since I was like 6 years old. But... Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't think you have to expand your palette necessarily, you know, fully. I think there's enough in action or in even your slice of life anime that you might just want to watch. I don't care to watch somebody talk about, like, you know, regular life shit in a cartoon.
And live action does slice of life better.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
So I'd rather watch a live action slice of life than cartoon slice of life, because I'm going to animation because you guys stretch you far exceed the boundaries of what live action can do.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason I'm there.
Yeah.
And even for me personally, like, if it's live action, I'm kind of tapped out on shows about high schoolers trying to figure out their love life.
Yeah.
Those shows just, I've got some friends that are, and that swear by shows that are all about, like, high schoolers, like, just like.
What's the Archie one?
Riverdale.
Like,
and, like, even that one is crazy. Like, when I hear about what's going on that show, it's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, they have superpowers and people are coming back from the dead. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But even so much of, like, Sex Education, I know that was on Netflix. A lot of people liked that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, and there's some other ones that escape my mind. And they may be well written, but for me, I'm just not interested in high schoolers' relationships. Like,
what?
Euphoria, like, I could not care less.
My wife lived by Euphoria.
And everybody keeps telling me, how are you a filmmaker? I said, I want to be a director, and haven't seen Euphoria.
The clips that I've seen and some of the stuff, like, when I walk into her watching it, it's shot well.
It looks like it's shot beautifully.
Yeah, and it's written pretty well, what I've seen. But I was just like, I'm not going to sit here and I can't care about, like you said, a 16-year-old going through, like, I'm struggling with life. It's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about that.
I
just don't care.
One second real quick, guys.
Okay.
Netflix is making a My Hero live-action movie.
I did hear about that.
I did not hear about that.
I didn't.
Oh, God.
Rob just the other Rob just talked about it.
Yeah.
In the chat. I think that's Rob.
Who's this playing All Might? Is that, they already have him?
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Oh, the writer.
They don't have have somebody yet.
No, it's just, I'm going to save Netflix millions of dollars. Don't do it. It's not going to be good.
They don't care what you say, Rob. They're making a One Piece already.
They didn't learn from Cowboy Bebop.
They learned nothing. They didn't learn from Death Note.
You fumbled two animes that were easy to make, and you fumbled both of them. So now you're going to add action anime to where you have effects, CGI. It has to be top
There's
tier.
There's no way.
You're trying to go bankrupt. You're trying to.
In the space that y'all already going bankrupt-ish, from what we know, and you've already had a recent, because Cowboy Bebop was this year, correct?
Top of the year, or very late
last year.
Yeah.
You dropped all this money in the Bebop for you to cancel it after the first season, and you said, fuck it. We're going to double down, triple down, quadruple down, shit, because they did a live action Mob Psycho.
And then you go, you know what? We know you guys loved Death Note. Hmm. We're going to do a series now.
Yeah.
So we gave you the movie. We're going to do a series live action. It's just like, y'all are just on some bulls.
Just leave it alone.
All right, man.
Leave it alone.
I didn't want it. I just saw somebody said it in the chat. Rob said it in the chat, and I wanted to.
A buddy of mine sent me that today.
Yeah.
We all agreed that it was probably a bad
worst
idea.
Worst thing ever. So we saw in Mob Psycho that you know, people would do anything for their girl. Show off in front of their girls. What is something that you've done to show off in front of a woman to get her attention, or just maybe even people? Mm-hmm. I'll go back to when I was, I guess, younger, since this is kind of a younger thing. When I was like middle school, high school, I was pretty good at basketball. So anytime the girls came on the court,
of course.
Let me tell you something. I was all bones, but that shirt came off. That shirt came off. Rock. Give me the rock. I'm making noise now. Yeah. I'm shooting from deep. I'm going into the lane. Oh, hey, foul. Come on. Call it, baby. I'm getting in people's faces. Yo, It was the worst. But the girl goes, oh, look at Keenan over there. He's sweating. Ooh, he's good at basketball. I had a jumper suit. I would knock down Jay in your face. I was just like, it's so corny to think about now. Yeah. But when you're especially at that age, when you have girls on your mind,
man,
ain't nothing corny until you get caught out for being corny. Until a girl be like, nigga, you corny. You be like, oh, shit.
Damn, I got to dial it back.
I got to dial it back. Once a woman tells you need some corny shit, you be like, wait, oh, shit, I'm corny or whatever the case may be. So, yeah. What about you, Ice?
I think mine was similar. I think there's other times that, like, in high school, before I went to the school that I graduated from, I went to a private school, and I played basketball, and I was a dog. Like, I was just dropping 30 points, and I was just like, I eventually got it in my head that I need to go to a bigger school. But prior to that, I say all of that because I was killing. We was on like an 8-0. Our team was like 8-0, and we was killing. And then these girls, they never really came to the games. But I'm like, nah, I'm a dog. Like, y'all got to come see me. Come see me, baby. And then we were playing. I remember my mom was there. My dad was actually there. Like, everybody was there because we played a team we had already beat. I'm like, oh, this is James Sandoval. Like, we already beat them. We blew them out by like 25 points. Yeah. So I'm like, I dropped like 36 that game. So I'm like, oh, it's money. Like, all the girls come to this game. They're like, y'all got another game? I'm like, no, come to this game. Bro, we got smoked. We got fucking smoked. We got,
ooh, did you ball, dog
though? It didn't matter. I had like 30, but it didn't matter because I don't know, they was just watching film. We were too cocky because we just watched them by 30 like 2 weeks ago. Like, you know, basketball is very, you know, those schedules are.
If you ball though, you should still be like, they can't guard me. So it's like, you should still be like, all right.
I got mad. I flipped the chair. We got dog walked. And I was just like, I remember. It's funny too. Icy Mama was watching it, and I was just like, "Hey, girl." She's just like, y'all lost. Like, y'all lost. Get the fuck." And all her homegirls and stuff like that.
I was like, "This guy pulling his collar." Like, well, you know.
He was like, "Why'd you invite?" She was like, "The first thing I'm coming off like." She's like, why did you invite me to this game and y'all gonna get blown out like this? I'm like, you think we knew that? You think I would invite you to this? It was tough. It was rough.
Rob, what you
but
got
that
for
was
it?
Yeah.
What you got for it, Rob?
Back in the day, I would say like I tried sports and it was clear to me from a pretty early standpoint, I'm just like, this is not where I'm gonna shine. Mm-mm. And then our school had a theater department. I'm like, oh, all the girls are in the theater department. I can spend time with the girls in the theater department. Most of the guys in there are gay. They're not interested in these girls. So they're looking to spend time with somebody. I'm like, oh, yeah, we can run lines. I can sing you a song. Like,
run lines gimmick?
We can run lines, you know?
You want to go back?
I'm performing up there on stage, you know? Like, So that was how I met, like, almost all the girls that I dated for a long time was just, like, you know, just doing shows. And, like, for the most part, it worked out great.
Yeah.
And then there was one specific time to kind of turn it around like you did. Like, I was in college, and I was doing the show, and I was like, I was feeling pretty good about myself. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm killing this role. It was a lead role. Like, it was me and this other guy or whatever, and that were kind of like the two leads, and we were out shopping for something. I forget. I was out with this girl that I was going to school with at the time. We were out doing something, and I noticed there was like one of the newspapers was advertising like, oh, review for this play that I was in. And I was like, oh yeah, like this is the play I'm in. Like, this is the review or whatever. And I opened up and I was like reading it. I'm reading it in the store in front of her. They're saying like, oh, everybody in the show is great. Everything is so great except Rob Fonda.
Whoa. Damn.
They called me out by name as like, he is not good. And I was like, I just closed. I was like, yeah, we should go.
Did you not see it? You didn't finish when it got to your name? You didn't get...
I finished reading it. I didn't read that part out loud. I just was like...
And it was...
I was like, anyway, yeah, it's not really in here.
What?
Yeah, it was so like...
What, in high school, though? How did
I was in college.
Oh, you in college. Okay, college.
Yeah,
I was
doing like a community. Why did they like that?
I don't know. I mean, I went on to do like... I went on to... I won some just like local stuff. Like, so I did okay. Yeah. That wasn't like the end of it.
Suck it.
I came back, all right? I came back.
Do you agree with their analyzation of you? With a critique, I guess?
I don't even remember exactly what he said because it was like, as I was reading it, my mind just went blank and my knees went like out. And I'm like,
wow,
I got to get out of here. But he did not like me at all.
Damn.
I remember whoever it was that wrote that review said,
I got destroyed
in that review.
He had smoke. He's like, oh, I got smoke for this motherfucker. He was actually amazing in his play too, but not today.
Not today.
When I control the media, baby, that's not how it works.
Man, I thought I was like, that's the thing. I was like, I'm doing well in this show. Like, it's one of the first times I had like a lead in like a non-school production.
Yeah.
I was like out in the city. Like, anybody could have auditioned for that. And like, granted, like, you know, it's Syracuse. It's a small city. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I was they, just like, man, like,
he had that. Somebody said,
he came for me, and it did not work out. I did not tell that girl about that review.
Hell no,
that did not work out.
That's good. That hurt, bro.
Has intellect got you, ladies, over time? Because I feel like that's your strongest suit. I'm sure it has.
But like, it's tougher to show that off because, like, definitely in school there would definitely be some girls that were like, "Oh, you're smart. Like, let's team up for this, whatever." But that never went anywhere.
Let me tell you something, bro. I'm not even the smartest person. I remember a girl was like, "I'm into you, Keenan, because I'm a sapiosexual." Whatever, was sapiosexual?
And
I was like, first of all, when she said, I was like, "I didn't know what the fuck that means." I was just like, "Oh, for real, girl." Yeah. I thought it would have been something like a Scorpio sexy. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. Whatever. So when I googled it, I was just like, "Oh, that's what it means." And I was just like, yeah, you just adjust. If you like a guy, you adjust things and make it to where, you know, if I know how to use big words or certain words, and I don't know what they mean, but I know how to use them in a sentence.
Yeah, like you
a
just lot of repeat people, however you heard it.
However I heard it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I remember talking to like some, like this one particular girl that I dated in high school. She was just like, oh, yeah, I'm constantly dumbing myself down.
Yeah.
And I know my friends do the same thing. So we come across as dumb, so guys will think they are smart.
Wow.
And like,
make us feel good. Yeah, essentially, just like, oh, yeah, because then the guy gets to like explain to us, but that's, you know, us trying to get more time with them. Even though I know what the fuck this is. I know how this works.
Yeah.
I know what this is. I'm just looking to talk to you.
Don't do that. I don't like that.
But that's also
I'm
high
really
school
good
game-y
in math,
shit,
and
you know
you're
I mean?
Actually really bad in math.
Right.
Yeah.
Very much a Mean Girls thing.
Somebody said, he's like, if I drop 30 in, if I drop 30, they lost. They got dog walked.
I mean, that's how I look at it too. It's like, that's what I'm saying. He's like, Nick, I'm killing.
Yeah.
We
but at that time, they was like pushing me to be the leader of the team. It was like, you can't, there's no I in team, and you have to take the team loss. So I was like, yeah, we lost as a unit. But in my head, I'm like, bro.
Y'all lost. I had 30. Yeah. I had 30, motherfuckers. All right, next question, man. Have you ever had a crush on the most popular girl in school, and did you ever get to ask her out? Ice.
I think at certain points in my life, I think the one that comes up the most, or that I think about when I wrote this question, I didn't get her. Later on in life, I did, but in elementary school, there was this girl named Mornice, and everybody was on her for good reason because she was gorgeous. And I took down, I'm not having sex in elementary school, but like I've had everybody in her crew liked me except for her. And I was just like, what do I have to do? And it just never happened. It just never, like, throughout elementary, because I've known her since fucking kindergarten. And I was like, I thought, like, having everybody around her would, like, get me up to her. And it just never happened. I didn't even get to ask her, because by the time I actually got through her whole clique to get to her, my homie Antoine got with her. And it was just like, well, it's my brother, so I can't even, can't even do it, dog.
Rob.
No to both. Oh, I'm sure I had a crush on the most popular girl at school. Did I ever get a chance to ask her out? No. So, I mean, they're definitely, especially because I think at that point I was just like, that's not really, really my lane. And I was just like, because I will say this, like another story I remember, and I'll just say this really quick. Like, I remember it was like eighth grade. This is before I got into theater stuff. This is when I was still just like, I could play sports. I can do that. This is what I'm doing. Like, this is how I can get social capital. And I was talking to this other guy, and I was just like, man, this other kid, Sean, like, he's coming up. Everybody loves him now. Like, he was getting, like, made fun of last year. And, like, you know, now he's more popular than me. And he goes, you're not popular. And I was like,
damn.
I was like, damn. I mean, that was harsh, but I guess a true assessment. So.
Yeah. He was going to crush you, Rob.
He really was.
Was it the same dude that wrote that article?
Maybe. I think his name was John. I don't remember. But,
that's hilarious.
I don't even remember your name anymore, sir.
What if he's doing terrible in life right now? He's just like fucking like doing horrendous right now. Would you be like, well, fuck you? Or you'd be like, oh, man,
I feel bad. I don't know. He was a nice enough guy. I wouldn't wish that.
I
want
to look up Rob Font to see what his ass doing. He was terrible. He was a nerd, a weak-ass punk bitch in elementary and middle school. Let me look him up, and then they see everything that you've done.
And they start doing what you did when you read the article and start reading kind of lower. Is it? What happened with Rob?
I wonder if I could find that, if that article is still out there. I'll see if I can find it.
That's wild. I actually date the most popular girls in middle school, and then even when she went to high school, her first few years, she was super popular. But we dated for like a week. I don't want to say her name or anything like that, but... She was like the best dressed. Like she didn't dress like sexy. She was a girl that had like the J's, dope jeans. Like she just knew how to put together a good outfit. And we went out for a week and nothing happened. Like literally all I did was walk her to like, I think her mom worked at like the school in between our middle school and the high school that we eventually ended up going to. It was like a magnet school in between us. Mm. And I would just walk with her, and that was it.
Y'all talk during the walk?
Yeah, during the walk we talked. It was like, I was like great for conversation with her, but I never got a kiss, even on the cheek. I was like, I remember.
What grade is this?
This is like the 7th or 8th grade. Mm. And I remember being like, hey, I mean, it's been like a few days now. Well, we ain't kissed yet. Because I didn't kiss all my girlfriends super early at that point. She's just like, you just got to wait for good things or some bullshit like that.
Oh, no.
And then I don't think I ever got a kiss from her. And I was just like, this is a waste
of
my
time. Who broke it off?
I think she did. I think she was kind of just like, you know what? Like, this is not going to really work for me. And da, 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 da. And then she ended up getting back. She ended up getting with somebody else. Mm. And then when she got to high school, literally every dude, even though she was a freshman and a sophomore at the time, every dude was just like, yo, who is she? I need to get with her. And then we were still like cool friends. So I had like 2 classes with her, and she would still have me walk with her like a simp ass nigga. But even luckily at that time, I had girlfriends. I would just be like, if another girl was just like, yo, Keenan, could you come here? I'd be like, hey, I'm out. I wasn't I'm with someone. Right, yeah, like, hey,
you
I'm
wasn't
out,
sacrificing what you had.
Absolutely not. Yeah. But like, everybody would go like, hey, man, what's up with so-and-so? Can you give me the insight on that, man? I'm just like, hey, man, good luck. Yeah. I don't even have an insight on that. I'm cool with it. I don't even have an insight on that. But, like, so I don't even call it lucky. It sucked, actually. I wish I didn't get that opportunity.
And I wish I never met her at all.
All right, last question for the mob stuff. Do you think Mob would be a better hero or villain after seeing all this stuff, this crazy stuff going on, him fighting his rival? You think he'd be a better hero or villain in this, Rob?
Man, honestly, I was watching this just like, if this show turned out to be like, oh, Mob is the villain that everybody mm-hmm. has to like mm-hmm. figure out how to beat, I'm like, that would be an interesting show.
Right.
Like, if you kind of start out with the hero being the hero and showing like, wow, he's so mm-hmm. powerful, he beats everybody and like wins everybody to his side, only for him to lose control or like flip or something. And they were just like, you've been watching this guy and rooting for this guy for like a few seasons, knowing he can't lose, only to be like, oh shit, we have to beat this guy, and I don't know how we do that.
Yeah.
That to me would be really interesting. And I could see him being like a super, you know, intimidating villain, especially if he's just like how he is now, just like totally deadpan, just
cold.
Like,
yeah. just going
he's
through,
just,
yeah.
I'm just plowing through you. Just like, there's no stopping. He is an unstoppable force. And just like, he's at his wit's end, you know, like he's
I'm
done.
I'm happy. What's his name?
Hanazawa?
I'm glad he didn't stop him.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that wasn't the power of friendship, and I remembered something from back. I'm glad that he just beat the draws off his ass.
Literally. Literally beat the draws off him. What's your take, Ice, on that? You think he'd be a better villain?
I think we're only saying that because he's a great hero. I think if you watched season 2, you would say he's a great hero. But, yeah, I think that's the only reason we're saying that, because if he came out the gate as this kind of – because right now he's really one-dimensional in this space.
Yes.
He's very one-dimensional. Powerful, but still one-dimensional. So if he came in as a villain like that, then no. But if he turned villain from this point forward, part of me would say I'm cool with that, but he hasn't ran up against anybody that would be a good person that can match him and potentially beat him. So I really wouldn't want to see him as a villain just for the story perspective. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too, from a story perspective. I mean, I feel like what's going to end up happening, I guess I'll get into that in my take, but, like, if they wrote this correctly and they can give somebody in there that's, like I said, I didn't watch season 2, but I wish there was somebody in there that can actually, like, that did beat him in a sense.
Yeah.
Was there somebody that beat him or no?
No.
No.
No, so mm-mm. I feel like there needs to be somebody that can beat him, clearly, and he needs to get over a hump to get to that level.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have that, making him the villain, it would just be like, all right, I wouldn't know who the hero would be, who I would even root for to beat this guy.
Yeah.
There's nobody even there to
on
even...
On that other side
for a scale perspective.
Yep.
So it'll be kind of tough. But, I mean... He looked cool like this.
Yeah. True. There was a part of me that was just like, get him, Mob. Light him up.
Yeah, I was just like, shit.
Get him, Mob. I got him.
So let's jump into our likes and dislikes of the show and our rating. I'll go first. After watching this, these episodes have just been pointless to me up until this point. And then for the most part, visually, Mob is great when Mob was getting active. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That episode with 9 or whatever it was, I was just like,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. This is my prediction. He's going to be out of control. and then the girl's gonna be the one to calm him down.
Oh yeah,
and that's gonna be the lamest fucking shit to me.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so it's predictable.
You don't
one.
Like simp ass yeah. shit.
I don't have a problem with simp stuff, but what I'm saying is from this perspective with and mob, I just like I don't really care. It's like I don't really care about their relationship right now. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that made me that tied them together. So it's like, yo, I like them together.
Do you like Black Widow and Hulk?
I don't have an issue with that, but even like when I look at My Hero, it's like they're not really together, but like you could tell Deku and
Floaty Girl.
They have clearly they have something.
Yeah, they got chemistry.
And I would be hurt if something happened in that sense.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
Because I was like, I like their dynamic together. So it's not that I don't like simp stuff. It's just like right now I just don't care about her. And then even with Mob, I don't really care about Mob so much. Maybe when I watch season two at some point, I will care about her more. But saying that to say this, like what I didn't like about these episodes, like I said, that episode before, I think episode 10 was just whatever. I did like how he went out against his rival, old dude, and you know he literally beat the draws off this dude, and all that action was super dope. Mob was kind of crazy. He looks unstoppable. But these two episodes were together. And one episode was really bad to me that I didn't give a shit about, and one episode was really cool to me. And I would just have to give that a strong ass 6,000.
A strong six? Girl, you a strong six.
Well, this scale
that's more than I thought you were going to give it, to be honest.
Oh, this scale is a seven, technically.
Yeah, you a strong seven. You a strong.
But what did Kevin Samuels say? There's no sevens in you can't make yourself a seven because that makes it too easy. But go ahead, Rob, because I know this is your shit.
Yeah, so I mean, I agree with you. This was really a tale of two halves in a way, where I was also very bored by episode 9. And I hoped, well, I think I would feel differently if we didn't have that two episode like alien arc, which to me is like, I don't know why that's in the season where it is.
Yeah.
Like I see them doing that kind of stuff sometimes, but usually it's at the end. Like they'll have their big blow up, you know, Mob will fight the big villain of the season. Then they'll have like a little like one or two episode, whatever at the end to be like, hey, sometimes
or like a credits rolling type of situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's number one, no reason for it to be two episodes. Mm-hmm. Number two, for where it is in the season, to me, completely ruined the momentum of what they were doing.
Yep.
And so I think episode 9 suffers for that because I'm just like, here we go again. Mm-hmm. And what I hoped, and maybe I'll be wrong because I'm at where you're at, Keenan, where I'm like, it seems as though he's going to run into this girl and she's going to talk him out of it. And I agree that I don't really, it seems predictable. Mm-hmm. I hope that's not what happens. And what I kind of hoped Mob would get out of these episodes is realizing he doesn't really like her all that much.
Right.
That's what I thought it was kind of going when What's-Her-Face was like, why do you even like this girl? Like, everybody likes this girl, and they just like her because she's pretty.
Yeah.
And for that reason, she doesn't really like anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I don't really get a lot out of Mob that explains. The only thing that they've really shown of why he has a deep connection to her is because she was the first person that he showed his powers to, and he felt comfortable enough to do that. Mm-hmm. But she eventually got bored and like walked away from all that.
Yeah. So,
so I'm not rooting for them.
Yeah, exactly.
I want Mob to be like, to kind of find a new dynamic and find somebody else that appreciates him more.
Yep.
And so anyway, all that to say, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, Keenan, where episode 9 was very whatever for me. When he got hit by the car, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, stuff might start to change here.
Yeah, right.
And 10 was great. I enjoyed 10 a lot.
Yep.
But as I said earlier, even from here to back, even if it's straight action.
Right to the gooch, to the back.
I think it would be, it's still one probably of the three seasons, the weakest one. And, yeah, I'm going to give it a 5,800.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I said. That's what I was thinking in my head before you gave your six. Mm-hmm. That's I'm gonna stick with that. It's a 5,800 to me.
Okay.
Ice. I think these two episodes is like, hey, why do you hate Mob Psycho and why do you love Mob Psycho? And I feel like these two episodes encapsulated both of those things. Episode 9, why people might not like it or be apprehensive to it. And then number 10 was like, why I fucking love it. And, you know, which is the animation and all of that stuff with Mob. What I think is happening, which I hope would happen, is this situation, because it is being live streamed on the news and everything. I do hope that this situation makes Mob public enemy number one. And if that's the case, where it's just like now he's quote unquote the bad guy and the redhead dude is seen as the good guy. And he has to kind of fight his way through that. I think that's a really good thing because I think up until this point, people have been either liked him or they've been neutral about him.
Yeah.
So if he's in a space where he's hated and he needs Reagan and he needs all everybody around him to kind of get him back in the good graces of everybody.
He's been literally like one step away from being worshipped as a god.
Exactly.
Yep. Almost the entire time.
Yep. Exactly. So I think that would be great space for him to be in. It's like, we saw all of this destruction that you created. And, man, I don't know if you were in your right mind or not, but you're still the person. You're still the face. You still committed these crimes. Mm. You need to pay for that. And have him fight through that, this back the back half, and then into season four of his fight of going through being the bad guy. I think that's what I want to see.
And also, too, I'll say that's a good thing, too. It's like knowing that you can't control your powers, you are a threat.
Yeah.
When you snap, you can't control yourself.
Yeah. So if there's like a higher Espers where it's just right. Like, hey, we've been watching you this entire time. We need to come down and handle you,
yep.
Or we need to come down and help you. And it's just like him navigating through that space. I think that'd be a really dope space to get to. Mm-hmm. But I think it didn't take 9 episodes to get here.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
That could have been out the gate. There's nothing that I saw in these last 9 episodes before the 10th one that was like, they're not bringing the aliens back. Dimple has nothing to do with this. Like, none of what I've seen on these past episodes made this okay. To where they brought everything back, and it was just like, all right, we see why you put us through that. And I don't know what happened to make them deviate from the formula of 2 to 3 slice of life episodes and then heavy action oriented on the back. They doubled down on slice of life, and it's not paying off to me. And I don't know how maybe the fan base, other from my fan base, because it's usually more times than not, we've been the outliers. Us being the podcast have been the outliers of thought processes like this. But hopefully we're not alone in the thought process for this, because it's been rough. So I say that to say 6,200. I'm strong. 6,200 for these stretch
episodes. I will just follow up. Unfortunately, guys, I cannot read you that bad review I got, because that publication is shut the fuck down. They don't exist. I outlived you. I buried you, Syracuse New Times. I buried you.
Yo, that dog. For him to come at you with a college like article like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever.
We need the first off fuck Syracuse New Times and the click you claim.
Did you smash somebody he was with?
No, I don't know who this guy is. He's just some guy that worked at the newspaper.
I wouldn't so this 20 know who you year old, are,
20, he, well, because like he showed up and my name's in the program or whatever, so he would have been like, "Oh, I liked this guy's performance. This guy was good. This guy fucking sucked. Let me write about that." You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think it was like targeted. Like he was just like, "Fuck you," but he clearly showed up to the show. And he didn't like what I was putting out there. And that's fine. I got other good reviews for that show.
I'll tell you this, man. I want to see this shit on tape. I want to see
never
this play on tape. Because I want to see if Rob was... I'm like, ooh, Rob, you're terrible.
Your pops might have it.
I could
have
been. I don't know if he got that.
Did he record it? Did he record it?
Oh, definitely not. No, because like at this point, it was like... I wasn't getting... It was community theater. It wasn't like a school production.
Okay. All right, man. So that's the end of the Mob Psycho stuff. I think Ice is gonna dig. We're gonna start getting into some My Hero spoilers.
Yep.
Brennan,
I gave him a heads up.
You gave him a heads up.
We'll see if he's able to join, but we can at least
jump into
the
recap. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna get to the My Hero recap. Give Ice a little second to get up out of here so he doesn't hear any spoilers, because this shit is still going the fuck down in this show.
Oh yeah, it is. All gas, no brakes.
Absolutely.
Oh, here he comes. Switching in, changing the guard.
All right. Substitutes. All right, so Rob, recap, My Hero Academia, let's get it.
All right.
Upgrade here.
Here we go. As Bakugo takes the hit for Deku, he gives him the advice he's always needed. Don't try to win by yourself. As he falls, Todoroki rushes in to catch him and his father and bring them down to safety.
Fucking child, bro. I'm sorry. He's a child, bro. He's Brennan. A child, man.
Brennan.
He's just going to be trying to take my phone and throw it.
Brennan.
No, as soon as I got it, we both looked at it. And he was just like, And I was like, no.
Let Rob get through this, man. Go ahead, man.
Deku, though, flies into a rage and starts attacking Shigaraki with all he has. But in his anger, he gets too close, and Shigaraki is able to latch onto him and try and steal One for All. They are transported into the realm of One for All, and Deku sees Shigaraki there with him, and with All for One growing out of his side, driving him forward. Deku, because he is being controlled by anger, can't move in that space, but Nanashimura, the 7th user, appears and says that she and the other One for All users are there to help him. Meanwhile, more and more heroes are leaving the evacuation site, trying to get in the way of Gigantomachia to stop stop him from reaching Shigaraki, as another group of heroes that can fly make their way to fight in Jakku City. Aida joins them, even though he can't fly, basically saying, like, hey, I just need to figure out what happened to my friends. Back in One for All, All for One explains that the quirks retain a piece of the consciousness of their original users. He even used, to get bad dreams from some of the people they had stolen powers from. And that's why One for All has accumulated not only the powers, but the personalities of its former users. Seeing his grandmother in front of him, Shigaraki tries to attack her and dissolve the world of One for All, but she, along with the help of the original user, hold him back, insisting that they have all chosen Deku as their inheritor, and they refuse to go with these villains to be used for evil. Even as All for One criticizes Deku for being unworthy of the power, they stick by him and manage to push the villains out without having taken the power at all. Back in the real world, as Deku and Shigaraki fall, the young villain hears All for One's voice telling him to retreat and heal so they can fight another day. Deku, meanwhile, is caught by Todoroki, safely put on the ground with Endeavor and Bakugo. Shigaraki refuses to listen to All for One, though, and continues to fight.
He's ready for the smoke.
He is very ready. The backup heroes arrive just in time, though, and Nijire uses her surge powers to knock him down. Aida tells everybody, hey, get away, but Deku refuses, saying Shigaraki will only continue to follow him. And on the back of Gigantomachia, the villains talk about what to do next as the heroes gather to stop them. Togo, however, is distracted thinking about, what it is that makes the heroes and villains earn those titles as villains and heroes.
Here comes the real shit right here, y'all.
And basically, the villains have saved people and the heroes have killed. And what you finds out that Sue and Ochako are close by, she decides to go head off and meet them and ask what they think, deserves to happen to someone like her. And their answers will decide if she tries to kill them. Promising to meet up with the rest later, she leaves. Somewhere in the destruction of Gigantomachia's wake, Sue and Ochako are working on to basically save some civilians caught in the wreckage. Soon, though, an old woman comes out, asks them to help save her injured husband. And Ochako follows, telling Sue, hey, get these other people to safety. However, when she arrives at the old woman's house, she morphs into Toga and hides in the darkness of the house.
She should have noticed she was moving too fast, too.
Yeah. That old woman had some jets.
Yeah.
Ochako follows and asking if the old woman deserved to die for Toga's game, but Toga leaps out of the darkness, trapping her on the ground at knife point, asking the young hero what she is prepared to do. Ochako judo flips her and says that, hey, I have to save as many people as possible, and if you're going to get in my way, then I will arrest you now. As they clash, Toga tries to explain, hey, I can't help the way I am. I just feel so strongly about the people I idolize. I just want to become them, which of course means taking their blood and, yada, yada. And that she feels so close to Ochako because they both have feelings for Deku. Even worse, now that she's gotten stronger, taking their blood allows Toga to use their quirks too. And she recounts how she used Ochako's quirk to kill people. Ochako says that Toga needs to take responsibility for her actions, and she agrees, pulling out several knives. Luckily for her, though, Sue shows up and knocks Toga off balance. The three seem to get ready to fight, but Gigantomachia rumbles by, and in the chaos, Toga escapes. And as she runs across the rooftops, Toga seems to know, hey, I know a path lies out in front of me at this point. Back in Jakku City, Todoroki and Nijire take turns walloping on Shigaraki, who is completely overwhelmed. And then Gigantomachia arrives and takes his master's battered body into his hands to protect him and waits for his next order. Endeavor and the rest get ready to fight this giant foe, but before he can, Dobby steps forward. He pours out a bunch of chemicals in his hair, removing the black dye.
Hi, my name is...
and reveals right? his true identity. Shocked, Shoto and Endeavor realize that this is their long-lost son and brother, Toya Todoroki.
Yeah, we called it, though.
We did. Yeah. We did call it. At that same moment,
It didn't. I mean, we still weren't ready, though.
No. At that same moment, the villain Skeptic broadcasts a speech to Dobby to all phones and TVs across the world, revealing his identity and the trauma that Endeavor has forced upon his family to reach his ideals. And he also reveals that Hawks is the son of a noted criminal and murderer, and that he has engaged in shady activity to blend in with the villains, including killing Best Genus. Supposedly. He even throws in the footage of Hawks stabbing twice in the back, saying that he murdered a fleeing unarmed enemy. Everybody who sees the footage is rocked and seems to shake the trust in the culture of superheroes that we see starting to rot away. While Endeavor looks on in horror, wondering how his oldest son survived the fire he thought killed him, Dobby revels in his pain, and as Todoroki urges his father to fight, Dobby jumps down towards them, charging up an even hotter, more powerful prominence burn that even Endeavor could not summon. Just before he lets loose, steel cables come flying in, wrapping up all the villains and stopping the attack.
They was dead.
And as everybody looks up to the sky, they see who is responsible. The presumed dead Best Genus, the number three hero, is there, saying he's ready to return to the fight.
He came with the smoke. Let's start with that.
Well, Best Genus, first of all, it just sounds so corny. But low-key, he can be lethal as fuck.
Yeah, his ability is to control all those threads, right?
Like, yeah.
He controls, because jeans are actually cotton. Yeah. So he controls all cotton.
I mean, he can fill up your body with that shit and choke you to death if he wants to.
Oh, but can you imagine how thin those strips are? Like, he could just make them super thin, strong strips and just be like, whoop, like just slice through shit.
Yeah, it's kind of like there was that Eadshot hero that was like, he made his way through like 9 people in one. He's just like, that wasn't a fatal hit, but if you move around a lot, you will drown in your blood. Anyway, bye. Like, Best Genius could be doing shit like that, razor thin.
Yeah, the only reason that we saw Best Genius take a massive L was because he had to fight against All for One. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he was just like, yo, let's go. All for One was just like,
no.
And, I mean, at the end of the day, he's number 3 for a reason.
No, but he held his own against, remember, All for One was like, I don't want your quirk, but you're okay.
Yeah.
Now you're really doing this shit.
Respect.
You
know? Yeah.
So, I mean, after seeing all this and seeing, Dobby, after suspecting all this, was the revealing still satisfying to you? Any huge surprises, Rob?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we called this, but at the same time, I was definitely in my feelings about it. And even like pairing that up with the video reveal of like all that going everywhere, Endeavor's other kids seeing that their brother's still alive, his mom seeing that he's still alive, all those people, like he is ruining this man's life.
Yeah.
He is out there ruining
this is
lives.
The hero? This is a hero to you guys? It really is? This is the guy who you want to follow to be your number one?
Yeah.
After all, he did all this to be number one. He was sacrificing his family. Dog, that was a great, I mean, we already knew the reveal was coming, but the way he broke it down, even with the Hawk stuff, it was just like, yo.
Oh my God.
He was just like, yo, y'all about to see who the, it makes perfect sense to now, with the media, that's how you manipulate people anyway, through the media. So,
it's so funny to me, though. They're like, yo, we're going around indiscriminately killing motherfuckers, but he's not a good dad, so who you following?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but essentially, it's like you got your son murdered. It was what he thought anyways, right? But it's with all this stuff, too, like these, not even this, that, these heroes, are they really heroes for real? And it's making you second guess some stuff. And when you're in the media, you can manipulate anything how you want to manipulate the shit. The same thing, I think, with Mob earlier. So it's just like, yo, this is kind of crazy. And I think the reveal was still strong, even if you knew it was coming. So the writing with this is really good.
I agree.
Well, right. I mean, even like the thing that I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm just going to take a moment. If Ice were here, it would be interesting to get his perspective on this, considering that, like, coming from a space of fatherhood, you know, to be able to say, like, yo, my son, you know, who didn't feel like I gave him a fair shake, is coming back for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, my kid's not even one yet, and I'm over here just in my feelings watching this, like, yo, man, let me go play with my son real quick.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I give him one time.
You know what I'm saying? So let me give you extra high five today.
I mean,
you
LeBron looking at his daddy like his daddy, but hey, what's up, LeBron? Like, motherfucker, fuck you. Do you understand? You would never get a piece of this dynasty ever. You weren't here for me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, yeah.
He is coming for his neck 100,000%.
I think that, like, what's going on with Toya is so many years in the making. Endeavor, you know, like, I think the big thing that he was really talking about that really hit home is just like, bro, like, you're trying to be a man who looks forward, but you can't ever forget where you're coming from.
That was the part that hit me. Like, damn. I was like, he's right. I do fucking hate this guy.
Yeah.
He sucks.
Hated Endeavor.
I know. He reminded me because after the end of season 4 or whatever, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And he's trying. He's working hard. I'm like,
he put the fist up and everything. We would have said, all right, man.
Yeah, that shit was pretty cool.
He's making a case. Making
bad pun intended. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He saved everybody from that Nomu. He and Hawks. Yeah. It took, but can you not, like, the thing, like, the scaling of this show? If you, like, reference and go back, that was one Nomu versus the number one and the number two hero.
Yeah.
A more powerful Nomu, though.
Yeah, I mean, but I think we still haven't seen what these Nomus are up to. Like, they're so...
These,
like,
high-end ones that they're fighting right now are near high-end. The only person that went up against other high-end ones is Mirko, I think. And
All Might in the first season.
Yeah. And it was tough.
Yeah.
Them Nomus are serious, man. Like, at first I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I thought it was just like cannon fodder. It's like, nah, like, these things are for real. They
made
it.
And I'm happy that they made them like the real deal. It wasn't just some weak ass, like, kind of like, all right, putties or like, Foot Clan type dudes.
Yeah.
So let's to add to this, after seeing all that, the Todoroki family reveal, actually, who do you think, or if do you think anybody is going to die in the Todoroki family? I'll let you guys answer this question. Brennan, go ahead.
You said, do I think anybody's going to die from that family?
Out of the Todoroki family, out of Shoto, Endeavor.
I know who the Todoroki family is. I think that Endeavor, I said it last time we talked about this. I think Endeavor is going to die. I think he's going to die in an extremely heroic way, but to see the number one hero go down in shame now, it's even more of a reason he should die now. Mm-hmm. He has just been utterly, completely shamed, and then, like, he still might get killed by his son, you know? Can you imagine that? Like, he breaks out of this stuff from Best Genius, you know, and, like, Best Genius is trying to, like, hold back everybody, and he still gets through. He's like, all right, we got to dip out because that's what, you know, Shigaraki wants, but boom, have, you know... Happy Father's Day, bitch.
That's how he ends it. Happy Father's Day?
Yeah.
What's Father's Day in Japan? What day is that?
Oh, the day that Endeavor dies?
Yeah, I guess so. Damn.
Rob?
You know, honestly, I think Endeavor does have a higher chance of being the one that goes, but I think it would be incredibly crazy if they ended up killing Shoto Todoroki. Because if he... I know he's still kind of like on the fence about how he feels about his dad. Mm-hmm. They've definitely been making strides, but how crazy would it be for Dobby to like pick up his younger brother, fucking roast his ass alive, look at his dad and just be like, I just ruined everything you threw your life away for. Everything that you just did, everything that you sacrificed and threw away and ruined your whole life for, and now that I've torn you down with, that's also gone. You have nothing left.
I'll let you know.
That would be... top tier villainy.
I would probably cry watching that episode.
That would be
if that's
wild.
What happened, I'd just be like, but Todoroki, though. Everybody loves Todoroki.
That'll be wild because also, too, Todoroki, Shoto is supposed to be the perfect
right
form.
And he just hasn't like, showed up like that yet, just to point that out. Like, outside of, like, the, you remember, like, the tournament where he was a monster. He was so much more powerful than everybody else. And ever since then, he's just been,
and
like.
And he was only doing one half at that
now
point.
Now he's just been support. That's what it feels like. He's only been support.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, and like that, what makes me think it might be him is I'm just like, I don't know what his end game is. Like, we already know where Deku winds up. And I'm like, is Todoroki number two? Is he Endeavor 2.0? Is that an interesting place to take the story? Or is it more interesting to be like, I'm going to not only, I've ruined your public life, and now I'm ruining your private life. Like, everything that you worked hard for, everything that you wanted, is going to literally turn to ash right in front of your face.
Interesting. Interesting answers, guys.
Anyway, because you know.
No, well, actually, I mean, I can't say I know because.
Don't elaborate.
Yeah,
let's continue.
I
he said, wait, King Mike Hall said, let's get a break your limits moment from Endeavor. Like, what? How many more of those can he do? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
he's already done that.
He's done it like three times in this fight. You know?
Yeah.
My man is done.
Yeah.
Fork in him.
Yeah, I think at this point, they're going to all probably be like, whoa. Thank God this guy came and is going to, like, take, what's his name, the main villain right now? I forgot his name.
Oh, Shigaraki?
Shigaraki. I'm like, let's take him away. But all right, man, we got to retreat. We all need a goddamn break right now.
Yeah.
Let's get some Sprite, some Gatorade, whatever y'all drink.
Some Sprite.
we need a break, man.
Hey, man, pour some out for Twice, you know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean. If
nah.
Too soon? No,
nah,
not soon enough? Got it.
I didn't like Twice that much.
Yeah, whatever. so who from what universe can fuck with the full power? I'm guessing you talking about Shigaraki or Tamura? You said Tamura?
Yeah. Tamura Shigaraki, yeah.
Shigaraki.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Tamura Shigaraki.
Burn him.
I mean, the thing is, like, that's kind of a thing that I'm loving about this show, too, is that we're doing power scaling now. And you look at the level
full
of quirks.
One.
You know, if he had stayed in that purple goop for another month and had all the quirks in his body perfectly healed up the way that it was supposed to be, there's not too many characters that could fuck with this guy in any universe. You know what I'm saying? Because, put him in Dragon Ball Z universe. You know, Goku's way more powerful. It's like, man, the brother regenerates. You know what I'm saying? He regenerates. He can, like, he has all these quirks that you don't even know.
Which, I mean, I guess to answer that real quick from that, I mean, Beerus can get rid of him pretty quickly. Hit him with the hot tie.
Yeah.
He's smithereens quickly.
I don't want to step on the toes.
No, I'm saying maybe. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, what's the limit of decay? What if decay can eliminate the Hakai? Because it's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he touched the ground, and he just touched the ground one time and eliminated, like a whole half of a city. By just touching the ground. He didn't have to power up.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do any of that shit. All he has to do, if he touches Beerus one time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One time, it's over. If he touches anyone one time, they're dead.
If you limit it to the main characters, that's tough.
You see what I'm saying?
Just the characters of these shows, not like the gods and
he's quick.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
He's very physically strong, as we saw. This whole fight has been nothing but his physical strength.
Yeah.
He's been quirkless this whole fight, and we don't even know how many quirks he has or what he can even do with them.
Yeah, we haven't seen it all yet.
No.
Now, I know. That's what I'm saying. We've only seen a piece of his power, and in that piece of power, he's already going toe-to-toe with some of the strongest people in other universes. You know? So I'm just like, yo, who fucks with this guy? Because if you put him in, like, let's say, for example, Bleach, right now, as he is, Bleach versus the Yamamoto we saw going Bankai. I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And we were looking at Yamamoto like, man, he could fuck with almost anybody in the universe too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, the power scaling of what he's capable of, I don't know. Because we haven't seen it. And what we have seen is fucking terrifying.
Yeah. So that's, you don't have an answer.
I think that this puts him into the lower level of, like, I would say this puts him into like the Saiyan saga of Dragon Ball Z. Which normally...
Oh, at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, because the thing is, at that point, like, you know, Vegito's like, I'm going to destroy your whole planet. So it's like, all right, cool. He has the power to destroy a planet at that point. So
he's at least got city destroying power.
Yeah, he can destroy a city pretty easily, it seems
like. Because I think at that particular point, too, is depending on how the characters fight.
Man, you talk fast. I'm sorry.
I know, yeah.
No, just so you know, I was listening to our podcast the other day at like 1.5 times speed. I can understand everybody but you.
Everybody going, I'm just going... All right,
no, yeah, you were literally going hard because it's like Rob was yelling about how he changed his score. You know, like he changes.
Yeah, that was
hilarious, Rob. Hey, I revised. You guys are right. 6,000. But in that point, like you started talking, and I was just like, "What the fuck did Kenan just say?" I'm sorry,
like
man.
That regular,
bro.
But no, but yeah, I it is interesting to see like how you would fight him now, yeah. Right? If you're coming from another character, whether it's Naruto, whether it's Dragon Ball, whether it's you know Hunter, whatever it is, it's like how do you fight this guy? What do you do? Do you have the scouting report on him? If you have zero scouting report on
you're
him,
you're dead,
and you have to fight this guy. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine him just appearing in like Hunter, and then like Gon's like
he would destroy the Hunter universe.
You know what I'm saying? Full Metal Alchemist, like they show up and it's like, all right, you... he's gonna be like, what?
And I guess I can only say from a fighting perspective or a strength perspective, if you're so strong, maybe that decay can't destroy you because you're so powerful. That can be the only thing. Maybe. What do you think, Rob?
Honestly, like I feel like it would have to be like UI Goku because like that's you can't touch him because he's got ultimate defense, and it would have to be something like that.
Yeah.
Because you're right, if he even lays it, like, is it that he can just touch you, or is that he has to fully
touch
grasp
something
you?
That touches you?
Yeah. Now at this particular point,
this new power, anything that he touches that touches you, you're standing on the ground, he touches the ground, and those little lines get to you, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, I feel safe saying like UI Goku because he wouldn't be able to be touched and that he can like instant transmission
fly.
And fly.
Yeah.
And like other than that, I struggle to think of somebody that could do that.
Yeah, I think at that particular point too, if I'm Goku, you might grab him as soon as possible and just instant transmission him to like a universe so far away that he can't get back.
Put him in space.
Put Omni-Man from Invincible against him. Maybe something like that.
That'll be a great fight, actually.
I think
Omni-Man would catch that word. Omni-Man will start like trying to hit him, and he'd be like, dang, you're strong, too. And he'd be like, that's crazy.
But I do think that his decay, if you're strong enough, doesn't necessarily, I don't think it can destroy you, to be honest.
Well, the other thing is, like, I remember that, All For One had a quirks where he could absorb energy and absorb stuff. You know what I'm saying? And like, I mean, for me, it's like, isn't it crazy, like, The part that hit home for me is when Shigaraki was up in the air and he was like, these radios are annoying. What could I do? Oh, I know. I'll pair these two quirks together and I will erase all radio communication in this entire city.
Yeah.
Done. And he was just like, bloop, done. Out of his hand. What?
Yeah.
So now he starts
Have you ever seen another villain do anything like that before? He's like, I'm going to just... I didn't even know I could do this, but maybe if I did these two quirks together, I could eliminate all radio communications in this whole area.
It's wild.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's wild.
So thinking when he starts thinking like that and learning what quirks he's been given, it's like, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, he's a cheat code a little bit.
Yeah.
He's like, a little bit of a cheat code.
Maybe Aizen, you know?
Maybe.
All right. Next question. Do you think Ochako, what's his name?
Ochako.
Could have beat Togo one-on-one, or if Sue didn't show up? Rob.
Absolutely not. I think
who's that? Who's this again?
Ochako versus Yubity Toga.
Or whatever, gravity chick.
Gravity versus Toga, the girl that, you know, if the frog lady hadn't shown up, do you think Ochako could have taken Toga?
Okay.
I think not.
Okay.
I think that at this point, Toga is on another level and could have activated somebody else's blood in her body whose quirk she has and just that, which Ochako doesn't even know about.
Yeah.
Like, when she found out, like, oh, she can use other people's quirks, she looked scared.
Yeah.
And I don't know what she would do to really contain her. I think
what if she had fucking Shigaraki's fucking blood? Would she be able to use that? What?
I don't see why not. Like, if she's got Deku's blood, like,
whoa.
I don't see why they wouldn't, if that's not the case, they wouldn't give it to her.
Well, I think the only argument against it is the toll on her body. Her body might not be able to handle it. just
that's
like
true.
Her body wouldn't be able to handle certain quirks. Like for me, I'd like give me Endeavor's blood or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like give me Todoroki's blood. Like it doesn't seem that it's too hard on their bodies.
Mm-hmm. She's actually she has a hard ass quirk.
Yeah,
that's dope as fuck.
It's crazy. When she got that level up, it was just like, oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, that puts her on like as strong as literally anybody else in the show. Because if her body can handle it,
If she starts to master it or get her body to be able to handle it, she's gonna be dangerous years down the line. If, you know,
she just has like a backpack just full of like all these different quirks. She's pretty much all for one, like a micro all for one.
Yeah.
Brennan.
I would say that fight would probably at this current moment, I personally believe that fight would have been a lot more equal.
Mm.
And the reason I believe it'd be more equal is because Ochako, she seems to have a mastery of her quirk and her like she's just really good at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she's just really good at like I think worst case scenario is I think she would have gotten away. You know, like when she realizes this is bad, like bitch can fly. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go from there. Like, she can fly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So she's just gonna be like, all right, well,
I'm out of here.
Yeah, fuck it. Boop, touch yourself, kick off the wall, kick off the wall, and then just drop a bunch of stuff that's been hanging up in the air waiting for her anyway.
Yeah.
Drop it on her. Like, it's gonna take her a while to get out of this. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I think she could have gotten away. That's the worst case scenario. It would have been a draw, worst case. I don't think she would have taken an L there, but I do think that the next time they see each other, it wouldn't be that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. I have to agree with Brennan with that. I think it's going to be one of those things where, you know what's interesting about her? I think when she, because I don't think she has mastered her quirk yet or she's there yet. I think when she gets a hold of her quirk for real, she's going to be one of the most scariest and dangerous heroes out of there. Because if she can start to make everything like a weapon, like she can turn like a full-on building or she can probably even make the earth float. Like let's say she's on the ground, she can pick up parts of the earth and be like, all right, I can make this part float up in the air and get people out of here, whatever the case may be. Or start smashing pieces of earth together,
that
picking
would
it
be
up.
Crazy.
She can be crazy dangerous once she actually mashes her quirk.
Yeah.
In this particular case, I think she would have been able, I think she's smart enough to be able to be like, all right, I probably can't overpower her in a fighting perspective.
And you know what? That's fair. I should give her credit where credit's due. She is always punched above her weight class.
Right.
So like, I think when she fought Todoroki, was she fighting Todoroki?
She fought Bakugo and like put him to the wall. I mean, he won, but it was much closer than I think anybody thought it was going to be.
Absolutely was. So I think from a perspective, she's pretty smart, and she's not going to get just manhandled in that particular way. And like you said, I think Brennan, she's going to be like, all right, I got to rethink, regroup. When I fight her a second time, I'm going to fuck her up. But this time, I ain't got it. Like, I wasn't prepared for this. And so, Yeah. It's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting
if they see each other again, some type of
way. I'm sure they will. They didn't set that up for them to not see each other again.
This is gonna be a recurrent thing for sure.
Well, yeah, their matchup is, you know, it's, I guess it's not really a spoiler in a sense because you guys know they're gonna match up again. Literally, their stuff is just starting to get down in the manga. Mm.
So gotcha.
It's mm-hmm. They about to get out. This is gonna be super dope. So I'm gonna skip my question because we're kind of rolling through, but sure. Last question from Brennan. Do we have a scandal in real life that compares to the Endeavor situation, man? That shit was a crazy reveal. Imagine, I'm just trying to imagine now, but can you think of one off the top of your head right now, Brennan?
Hunter Biden's laptop.
Oh my God. Not even close. But that's funny.
I know, right? I had to go for it.
It's funny, but
Fox News says it's the worst thing that's ever. Okay. No, I think that I honestly just wanted to say that joke. But I also really wanted this to be like a way to be at to talk about that, like how intense this controversy really is. And I think we already did talk about it. Like for them to be able to erode the baseline core foundational trust of the people against the heroes, that's much bigger win than killing any individual hero. If they kill Endeavor, if Endeavor dies against the Nomu, but then to take him out at the same time or dies in general, he goes out a hero. Mm. It's somebody who gave his life for this shit. If he dies after those videos guys played and like he did the prominence burn to his face by his son to his face, everybody's wondering, did he deserve it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're not mourning him. He's no longer a martyr. You know, so in this space, I think that, you know, I think that what's his name? Toya is doing the work that Shigaraki has been aiming to do since we've seen him step on the scene.
Yeah, this is Stain's like master this is, plan. This is what you want.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Shigaraki, Stain, Tamura, Toya.
I don't think Shigaraki and Stain are even aligned fully. I think it's really Dobby and Stain. Like Dobby literally said, like, I'm pretty much doing Stain's work in a sense. Like,
yeah,
he said that, right?
Yeah, he said something.
Oh, yeah, he definitely said it. If not this episode, an earlier episode where he was just like,
I follow
Stain's footsteps.
But the thing is, I think there's a difference though. And here's what I think the difference is. I think that Stain wasn't doing it for the public's interest. Stain was doing it just to call the heroes and say, you're real and you're not.
Yeah.
You're real and you're not. Don't say that you're a fucking hero if you're not a hero.
Right.
That's what Stain was doing. Whereas Shigaraki is like, I want to destroy the idea of a hero as a whole. You mean
Dobby or Shigaraki?
Shigaraki. I don't think Dobby wants to destroy what the idea of a hero is, because if he was doing that, then he would have gone after all the heroes. He went after two. You know what I'm saying? He went after the top two heroes, but it was personal for him.
Yeah.
If Endeavor was number five hero, he still would have done the same shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I think that's where the line separates, is that Stain was much more singularly focused on the individual heroes, whereas Tamura and Toya are trying to change how people perceive the heroes.
Yeah. Dude, I actually wish Stain, I wish he was, he's still locked up too, right?
Stain is locked up.
Yo, I'm sorry. Kurt Franklin's son is in real life Dobby.
Oh, that is great. Jaboni, man.
Wow.
Kurt Franklin's son is
that
Dobby.
That is so funny.
I would say,
you motherfucker, how dare you? Yo, Kurt Franklin was snapping on his son, bro.
That is so funny.
That is really funny. Like that, or who is that? Who's that blonde lady that was helping out Trump and like, her daughter like would go on social media and like go on live when her mom was like screaming at her or whatever.
I remember that.
It was another one. It doesn't matter. But anyway, did you give your answer?
No, I didn't
I said Hunter Biden's Biden's laptop.
I think there's been a lot of political scandals. I forgot what scandal was it. What's the dude?
The guy in Atlanta though.
Who, Herschel?
Yeah, no, not Herschel. Whatever.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, because his son, the whole
his
time,
son came
like,
out and was like,
my dad
fuck this
ain't
dude.
Shit. He's not been a good dad. He's not a good person. Yeah. He's a terrible human being. Do not vote for him. He is my dad, and I'm telling you, he ain't shit.
Well, I mean, all these people that have been like, I forgot who the...
And that kid and his son that did that, he usually is very pro-Republican, pro-conservative shit.
Yeah.
He even said, fuck my dad.
Yeah. I forgot what politician this was.
Bobby's throwing flames.
But
like,
maybe you guys remember. But it was I think it was a politician that was kind of against gay marriage, but then they ended up coming out. He was like either messing with dudes on the low or something like that.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. No, there's a lot of that. Yeah. I mean, there's even the politician that he just died recently. He was a senator. I forget his name, but.
This dude was a senator, I think, too.
Yeah, he died, and like they like. Throughout his career, he voted against gay rights and like gay marriages.
But on the low, he was sitting there.
On the low, he was gay, and then he ended up getting married to his partner after it was allowed to do it, even though he voted against it.
Bro. That is wild. That is wild, bro. Yeah. That is wild to be like, man, fuck all this shit. I'm like, hey, they eventually pass it. So,
I mean, they pass it.
What are you trying to do now? But yeah, to me, that's just crazy. I mean, I'm sure for like us, I don't really, you know, I didn't really care about that particular guy. So, like that. So I wasn't like shocked or blown away by it. But I'm sure people that either cared about that guy or was like on his side and he came out and it came out that they found out that he was doing that stuff on a low. I'm sure like that was a shock to those people being like, yo, what? We voted for you, and you weren't supposed to do this type of stuff, and you are this whole time you actually lived that lifestyle. Ah, fuck! They probably destroyed off it.
Yeah.
So that would be, I guess, mine in a sense. What will be your drop?
Real quick, the lady I was looking for was Kellyanne Conway, and I found that by literally googling Trump blonde lady, and she was the first one that came up. It was her daughter that was basically going on live, and her husband too started the Lincoln Project, which was the Republican led movement to get Trump out. So her whole family was just like, fuck your boss, which is pretty funny to me.
That's amazing.
Anyway, my answer is Lance Armstrong. Was there anybody that like had such a huge movement behind him?
Yeah.
The whole Livestrong thing. He was just like, he was in dodgeball giving Vince Vaughn advice about just like, I mean, I only was riding, you know, the bike with one ball or whatever, but I'm sure whatever you're going through is real tough. Only to find out he was doping.
Oh man.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, right. that was I remember that. Yeah. I remember that when that came out, I was kind of shocked.
I was like, cause it, like so many people were behind this guy. It was just like, he battled back from cancer. Dude's a champion. He's winning all these Tour de France's. People care about biking or whatever. And the crazy part is, like, I don't know if you guys know this detail, but like they had to go look at, okay, well, he's disqualified from, you know, having won all those Tour de France's or whatever. Who gets that championship in his place? And like the next, I swear to God, this is going to sound like an exaggeration, but like 20 to like 30 to 40 people underneath him, all doping too. all got caught up in it. And like, so the person that is like named as the champion for some of that is like, the guy was like in 50th place or something like that. Like, so not only was he doping, the entire sport was doping, which at that point, isn't he still pretty good?
You know what's funny? And in all honesty, give him back whatever now. Because if it was just him doping, it's like, all right, this is why you clearly won. You had an advantage. He didn't really have an advantage for real.
Everybody was doping. He was the best of the dopers.
Yeah. And if you're the best of the dopers, that still takes some skill and talent.
There's something there.
Like, I mean, he's not. The thing is, Lance Armstrong still ride bikes around and circles around the vast majority of the
world. Oh, 100,000%.
What do you do with as good with one testicle?
Yeah.
Probably not.
More aerodynamic.
You couldn't help yourself, could you?
I couldn't help it, but it's just like, yo, that's crazy. I didn't realize that you said the whole sport was doping like
it's,
that.
It's like you look into it, and granted, the numbers I threw out there are just like,
wow, yeah, whatever.
Probably exaggerations. Yeah. But it's something that when you see the number, you're like, holy shit. Like, everybody was doing it. And so literally everybody was doing it.
But I think it's just funny. It's like, in how do certain sports get away with it? Because it's like basketball players, like, they, you know, they start playing. Like, have you seen, like, what happens to the NBA players? Somebody drops 50 points, and they're like, the next morning, the NBA's like, go ahead, let's get that P.
You never dropped 50 before? Now we need to check you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you haven't done that before?
Or when people come back a little bit, like, I mean, I think they didn't, I don't know if they tested Kawhi or not, but I remember when Kawhi this offseason, he came back, he looked crazy buff.
Yeah.
And they were just like, somebody was just like, is he going to get
tested?
Let
me get a cup.
Yeah, let me get a cup for this guy.
I mean, the thing is, like, if you're going to test anybody, test Zion Williamson.
I mean, he's been a massively big kid since he was in high school, though.
Yeah, you like don't
know. Okay, it wasn't crazy. 87% of the top 10 finishers, 61 out of 70 people
tested positive.
Tested positive for doping.
Nah, give him his stuff back, bro.
During the 7-year window that he won every Tour de France, 87% of the other top 10 finishers were also doping.
Nah, give him his shit back, bro. Give him his stuff back. That's tough to do.
I want
to
know who the person is that makes up the 13% there. You said 87%. So that means there's at least one motherfucker there like, yo, man, I'm a monster.
Yeah, they were
confirmed. That person should get all the stuff.
Yes.
That person,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, of those, 48 of them were confirmed, with 39 of them having been suspended at some point in their career. So, yeah, it was high percentage.
So it's like it just moved from baseball to cycling?
I guess so.
It's crazy.
We're going to wrap this up, but let me just ask you. Lance was the dopest. That's great. Do you think some sports need it?
Hmm.
Or would they benefit from it? I think so. Football, too dangerous, right? Football.
Oh, yeah.
You're
Jets quarterback, like, yeah. I don't know if you guys saw that highlight.
I saw that clip. Jesus
the Bills
Christ.
Hit him. They folded that man in half.
Literally folded him in half. Yes.
Folded him in half.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. I'll pull it for you in a minute.
All right. I've seen before, and this is right now, the protocols are a lot better now. But before the protocols were even this good, I've seen some, like, his, even for my team, hitting people. I'm just like, bro, this person could have died.
People have died on the NFL field. Like, what are you talking about? Like, people have died.
And boxing. So I would say in sports like that, where there's like that much contact, I don't think you should be able to dope.
But for
baseball and like
the argument against biking, doping, though, isn't it mostly like two reasons? It's like everybody isn't doing it, so it gives you unfair advantage, and also it's really detrimental to your long term health. Those are the two arguments.
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah.
Generally,
and I think what people do it for a lot of times too, it's not even for strength; it's more for like stamina to keep going.
If it's bad for your long term health, then I think nobody should be able to dope. Because the thing is that only because of the competition thing is that, like, if it is bad for your long term health, like for real bad, and it gives you a clear advantage, that means anybody that wants to do this now pretty much has to shorten their lives to be able to compete on a high
level.
Here's the thing.
If you're going to be a doper, right?
Here we go.
I'm just saying.
You get that fucking little shit-eating grin. You know it's always a problem.
It's not really that bad of a suggestion. You get a 5-year window in your sport, and that's it. So you can't dope for that long to probably even really mess with your real health like that.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you're doping for 10, 15 years, you're most likely going to have issues during that. But if you dope for 2 or 3 years.
I would want to talk to a scientist about this.
You'll probably be fine.
You don't know. We're talking to a scientist about
probably,
this.
Probably. I'm just saying.
Hey, you over here with the liver-eating guy. You know what I'm saying? The liver king. You over here like, he was fine. It's fine.
Liver king.
Oh, yeah. This dude. Yeah. I found out he was his health shit was
of course
bullshit.
He was.
Yeah. You saw him. He's like, I eat livers. Like, no, you don't.
No, you do not.
Come on, bro. I mean, I feel like you can tell when you're a certain age and your body type's a certain way. If you're not like taking the dope stuff, like just the needle in the ass, you're doing some enhancement that's technically probably might even be legal, but not necessarily legal from a sports perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's some people out there, even probably some of these dudes that get ready for Marvel movies and shit like that. It's just like, yo,
Oh, they must be.
Yeah,
The Rock and all them. Like they have to.
No,
be.
The Rock has to be doing it.
I didn't want to say The Rock's name, but that's what I was talking about. But it was like,
I'm sorry. I mean, I don't think he listens.
So I mean, but it's not. He's not
sorry, Dwayne. I don't like you're no, very big, sure, strong man.
I like him. Like, I mean,
yeah, I don't dislike the guy. But yeah. For me, he should be absolutely.
But I don't think he's needle in the ass though.
He might be
probably just enhancement. Like, all right, cool. I want to be able to keep looking for more than an hour or two.
That Negro's taking stem cells. He's getting shit in the ass.
I have no problem with him.
Or if not, he's taking the best of the best, lion, tiger blood type shit, whatever it is.
Tiger blood.
You know, he's taking all. Remember, I think with Kobe, they said that he was taking, like, he got some, when it went in his knee or whatever the case may be. He got, like, some stuff, like, in his.
I think I do remember hearing that, yeah.
But it was like something like, maybe, like, plasma or something. Like, they spin the blood. It was some weird shit they were doing. It wasn't illegal. It was just, like, some new technology type shit. But anyways, yeah. My Hero, likes, dislikes, scores. What do you got for us, Brennan?
What I liked about it is that it's, as I think Rob has coined the term, all gas, no brakes. Even though this feels like the section that brakes are supposed to be being applied, because it's like, all right, well, everybody's slowing down physically. What more could happen? And they're like, oh, what more you say? Emotion. World-changing events.
Yep.
You know, it's like this season is shaping up to be one of the greatest seasons in any anime show in history to me at this moment. Like, there hasn't been a moment to breathe, and every moment has been so incredible. This season has been a work of art that has been a building block for the past five seasons. Like, they were like, we're setting all these things up just so we can do this payoff. And I have not felt payoff like this in an anime after all this buildup in a way. I haven't felt this level of payoff in something in a long time. Mm. And it's crazy because I'm feeling that same level of payoff with Bleach too.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm getting both some of the biggest payoff anime dopamines that I can get on the same time. So I love it. I don't really have anything that I would say that I don't like, to be honest, because everything is top tier. The animation is top tier. The voice acting is top tier.
Yep.
The writing, the world building, everything. So I'm going with a 8,600, only because I'm scared to give anything a 9,000 after I did Princess Mononoke, which I stand by.
But that's a movie, so there's no up from there.
Yeah, there's no up. Yeah. The thing is, this could, like, you know, the next season could be, the next episode could be the final season of Game of Thrones for all we know. So, you know, like, I'm like, this has been incredible.
Yeah.
I don't see it going down. I don't see us hitting the break in a way that's not going to be able to keep this moving up. But this is top-tier anime at its best. If you like anime, if you like to feel what you're watching, if you like to feel like that feeling of watching Goku power up when you're a fucking preteen, you know, just got home from school and he's turning Super Saiyan for the first time, this is it. This is the re-up on that drug right here.
You know what's funny? This is not.
It is for
me. This is not the lead-up yet. There's...
Wait, oh, you're saying this is not what I'm saying it is.
It's not the peak.
It's not. This is not what this is built for.
This is still the build-up?
This is still a build-up.
Get the fuck out of here. This show is amazing.
These next, I don't know how they're going to
break. That's why I'm happy I gave the score I did, because I can still go
up. I don't know how they're going to break this down and from a season perspective, but this is just the fucking beginning.
I really hate it when he knows. Isn't it the worst? Isn't it the worst? Because he's over, y'all just y'all don't
but,
y'all
but,
don't
but
even
the same
know.
Thing with Demon Slayer with us with Demon Slayer. Yeah, it's like we're waiting for you guys, but it's just like.
You're ugly. You're ugly. Right. You're ugliest. He's the ugliest of all time.
But what's like, even like right now, because right now is crazy too, is just like they're telling all the side fights that are happening there's a main fight happening or two main fights happening, whatever. And then there's also like four or five side fights that you're just like, why are you bringing me here? And it's just like, oh, okay, no, this fight is actually dope as fuck. So it's just like, what build up led to that, but this build up is to lead to another arc that's about to happen with the characters, and then there's going to be another thing that has to happen because of that happening. And that's why this is, and I know that sounds weird to say
without saying
a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
What?
I was like, this is it. Like, this is the end of the show, right?
This is not it. This literally
Rob, doesn't it feel like this is the end of the show?
It could be. I don't know.
It's like,
there's still like five more quirks trapped in Totoro or Deku, but.
That's another thing too. But it's like, I think from what I was reading, it gets even a little darker than this. And then it goes to now. Which I believe is going to be the end of the series, where we're at right now.
Okay.
Which everything is going down right now in the manga. So I can't give it this like the same. I can't max it out. But like you said, even though there's gas being put on right now, it's still not necessarily like, oh man, this is kind of bad. This is kind of like, no, this is still dope. You gave me story. You gave me some background. I do wish I would have got some more of the, you know, Shigaraki's, like, I wish I would have known that who was his grandparents a little bit earlier to see how that might have played a part, and then see even his villain, his more, like, his story being like, yo, no, I want revenge on them. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, I wish I would have kind of saw that instead of getting that all here, but it is what it is. These two episodes were fire. No pun intended again, but,
Wait, they have alluded to him being the grandson of the...
I'm talking about earlier in the earlier seasons.
Maybe they definitely did.
Season 5, I think, is when it first came up.
Yeah.
I thought it was before that. I thought it was like season 3. You know, where it's like, you know, like where All For One said it to All Might. That's when the first time it came up. All For One said it to All Might. Like it was like either like before they fought or like during the fight.
He said that Shigaraki's...
Yeah, he's like, you're mentor's kid. Like, I got him. And that's why you're mad. He was like provoking him while they were fighting each other.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's true. But I don't know if he remembered that at that point, because I think his memories were like locked away or something.
Who?
Shigaraki wasn't, because he didn't, it wasn't until season 5 that he
no,
was just
Shigaraki,
like, oh, right.
I'm saying Shigaraki, but I'm saying we knew is right. What I'm saying.
Yeah, if that's the case, then my bad.
We've known it for a while. Like, okay. That was like I remember it wasn't that long after he was introduced as a character.
Okay.
Obviously, he's introduced as a character in season 1, but it was like season 3.
Okay.
I think that they said that.
That's fair. So my bad, Abe. I be forgetting shit. But anyways, these two episodes, super, super fun. It's one of those things, like, I'm just annoyed how slow anime kind of goes. So we got to wait for this shit weekly. Luckily, we're doing other animes at the same time.
Can you imagine if this is all we're watching right now? You'd be ready to kill yourself.
It'd be crazy.
Yo, that too, I wish it was able to be binged. Like, it was like, all right, we threw out this whole season.
Yeah.
Nah, man, this is part of the...
It's making the season better, to be honest.
No, but say, this is part of being... For me, this struggle, this pain is what it is to be an anime fan.
That's fair.
This is it. Yeah. This is what allows us to have a podcast. If they just put out a whole binge of a season, we'd be like, shit.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
How are we supposed to review this? You know,
that'd be crazy.
All right, so out of these two episodes, super super dope as hell. I think I've been staying in the 8,000s for for these shows. So I'm staying at 8,000. I'm gonna get this one to 8,100. Nothing bad. Nothing. It dropped just because, you know, I'm just letting my scores go up and down with this right now. But it's still incredible. Still top tier anime as of right now. I might even have this slightly over the blood arc with Bleach.
Oh, wow.
1,000 year blood arc with Bleach. Even though Bleach has been going gas.
Bleach has been going in, too.
Yeah, Bleach has been going in.
I'm caught up on Bleach. I watched today's episode.
Haven't watched today's
episode. You're going to enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it?
You're going to enjoy it.
Yes!
Yeah. You're going to like it.
Okay. Why, what you got for us?
Yeah, I don't have too much new to add to what you guys are saying. Like, I would say maybe episode... We watched episodes 10 and 11. 10 may have been a little bit of a California roll. Like, it maybe tapped the brakes, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to go into that, like, the...
We're on a California roll.
Yeah,
man.
You know, it was still moving.
Yeah.
But, like, it slowed down a little bit just to get into the one-for-all world and all that.
Roll, California roll.
Yeah, exactly. but that being said, you know, episode 11 came right back with it, and it was right back into it. So, I've really enjoyed it. It's been great. I find it hard to find nits to pick. But I know this, I can just tell from where they are, this is just going to keep getting better. So I have to give myself room. I'm going to give it an 82, a strong 8,200.
strong
8,200.
Y'all some hoes.
Yeah. I mean,
neither one of you arguing with my score at all. Like, no, that's it. I just want to have room to go up.
That's it.
That's
like,
really
what
it is.
I feel like it's going to go crazier, and then I'm going to look back and be like, ah.
So I get that. But for me, what I have to look at is I'm comparing this anime to the other anime experiences that I've had.
I get that.
Not the ones that I think I'm going to have.
That's fair.
So that's
fair.
That's where my score is.
That's fair.
But I also too think, when, let's say I want to know if I rewatch this, would it stay, let's say I gave it 8,600, would it stay at 8,600 a month from now?
I mean, I feel like we have to acknowledge that there's the retroactive 9,000, or else what does the 9,000 exist for in a way? Where it's just like, if a 9,000 exists, a permanent classic, very rarely do we, just in how we do things, get to review something that is that old, that is a classic, that stands the test of time.
I feel like we gave that... Did I give that episode with when Deku fought the Destroyer dude? I forgot his name.
Overhaul.
I feel like I gave. One
I don't
of those
remember
episodes.
Which you gave that, but I know
that was
up
so
that
good
point,
too.
Ice is the only person that I believe, other than Brendan, that has given a 9,000, and it was for
Bleach.
For Bleach,
yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Which I can see. I'll say that, but. I don't know. I honestly don't know which show is better. At
I
this
feel
moment.
Like I gave Overhaul 9,000, but if I didn't, knock it, that's understandable. But yeah, man. You know, that's it for the episode for this week. You know, we'll be covering Chainsaw Man and Bleach next week. So hopefully these turn up. I mean, Ice already gave me a spoiler on fucking
Chainsaw Man. Of course he did, yeah.
Well, he gave me a spoiler because he was like, hey, man, here's my questions for this week, and it was the wrong fucking show. So so he gave me
damn
that.
Damn, Ice.
So, yeah, go ahead and drop
well,
your
stuff. Well, you're the spoiler guy, so you know you,
hey, that's
you don't
a,
mind it.
You're wearing a Blue the Artist.
Yep.
Blue the Great. Blue yeah, the Great. I have a hoodie like that.
Blue the Great.
Shout out to
Blue
the Great. Yeah, I have the Kobe hoodie.
Yeah, I got the 8 and the 24 shirt.
I got to shoot it. I shot an HBO commercial with him, and then he gave me the hoodie at the end of the commercial.
Yeah, super dope.
Yeah. Shout out to
you. Got any more of those? So I'll get one.
Blue the Great? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Blue the Great on Instagram. There's a link in his bio. You can go ahead and get it.
Perfect. I'll get one.
I don't think he has it no more. Oh, I think he was doing it limited. for a short period of time, a couple years back when he passed.
All right, go ahead and drop yourself, guys. Brennan?
I am Brennan, and I am on the gram at Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-O-N, produces. Yeah, that's it. At Brennan Producers.
I kept it in, man. I didn't say anything, man.
How would you say ho-ass, bitch-ass, Brennan?
At.
I was like, at.
Ice, Dot McGowan on everything. Please check me out on YouTube. Please check me out. I dropped a short film on there on my YouTube like
it's
2 months ago on Halloween. Oh, you saw it?
Mm,
it's
good.
Okay.
The Western, right?
Yeah. So I dropped it on there.
I'm
surprised.
Damn.
So shout out to everybody that's watched it already. If you haven't watched it, go look at it. And if you
already watched it,
watch it again.
Yeah.
Definitely would argue that it's worth watching. You guys should check it out. Give them some love in the comments.
Please. All of that.
I see Rob is holding his finger up right now for his
I'm just
he's keeping his light illuminated. Go ahead, Rob. What you got?
I got Afro Anime Senpai on Instagram. That's the artist I'm shouting out. Afro_anime_senpai. They don't have too much of a following, so check them out, you know. And they got a really cool style. Some of it's photorealistic. Some of it's a bit more animated. Some of it's a bit more anime, you know, and all that stuff. So check them out. They're pretty cool.
King Mahal, give it A200. Follow me, Keenan Baker, on every single thing. If you're going to be, I'm going to be in actually Arizona this weekend with Tony Baker. So that'll be this Friday. That is the, 16th, 17th. I'm going to be out there with Tony Baker. DC Irving will be actually featuring. I'll just be jumping in, doing some guest spots, having a little bit of fun. Brandon Lewis from Roast Me is hosting. It's going to be super dope, man.
That's going to be a good show.
Yeah, it's going to be super, super dope.
It's a good lineup.
So it's going to be a super, super fun lineup. Yeah, man, check that all out.
That's a Tony Baker and Friends special lineup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damn near. Yeah,
Keon. Keon's
just missing Keon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And Chaz don't do comedy no more, so.
He really stop or he's just saying it?
That's what we say.
Oh, yeah, he does. I mean, he always Chaz's excuse is like, I'm too out of practice. Yeah. He's like, well, then get up there and practice.
I'm writing. It's just like, bro, there's other writers that still. Oh, I don't want to get into it. I'll be dogging about all fucking time. But yeah.
Favorite special guest, Chaz Rogers of the podcast.
But you know what it is? Join that Patreon, patreon.com/animationshun. Join us. You know, these live streams are back on YouTube, but you don't get the Patreon experience from that. But you can watch that on there too. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We outro.
Deuce.
We outro.
And so anime was solved forever.